mentioned Margaret just now. What Margaret was that?
Margaret Bretchen.
Margaret Bretchen, was it? And she was the one that lived in that house?
No, I know she don't, yeah.
Your old shed there. Mm. And that was her dwelling house?
Yes, she was just living.
She was living there now? Mm.
Keeping a school in it, too.
And who went to that school? Did you go yourself?
No, God, it was before my time.
So she was dead before your time?
Yeah, she was dead before. I didn't know nothing about it. Only got me in here, but
Oh, Margaret, they used to call
her. Margaret Bredgen.
Margaret Bredgen.
Mm. She was from Castletown.
Oh, look at gracious.
Well, the people are all from Castletown, they were.
I see. Mm. Did she marry into a Craig Nish family?
No, then? I didn't think you'd know. She'd never married.
She wasn't?
No.
How did she come to be living up?
Well, she come, I don't know, she came down this land all out here.
She lived.
Aye. And I don't know if she come down at all, but she did. I know she had a family than that, there was it. I know she was living in that house and the land was getting farmed by the people up here.
I see.
She was letting it, you know.
It was her land, probably.
It was her land, yes.
And the people of Craig Nish, they were going to her to learn.
Yes, at school.
What ones would be going? All the people are crazy.
Well, I don't know, I suppose so. The old ones, but they were going.
Well, Neddy Homrai?
Yes, Neddy Homrai. He was going there all day.
Well, I've heard that he and his father were reckoned as scholars.
Oh, they were good scholars.
Yes, good at writing.
Oh, there was good brains in them. The Neddy Homrai.
Yes. Mm. You remember the Ned Begg, as they call him.
Ned Begg and Ray.
Right.
Yes.
You remember him?
I remember the two. I remember his father too.
His father as well?
Mm. Yeah.
And his father had lived in that little house that Mr. Arthur Callan has now.
Aye, the two of them were living there.
The two of them.
Mm. Yes.
And Ned Begg was a great one for poetry.
Oh, he's a great boy for poetry, you know, Ray.
Did he do any farming too?
No. No, he wasn't doing much. Well, he was. He had them three fields, you know, and he was keeping a cow, but...
What did he do for the rest of his time?
Going to the fishing.
Fishing.
Mm, but
so he had a bit of a craft and he was a fisherman.
Yeah, but his hobby was, you know, fishing and going out in the beaches, combing after shipwreck, and he was living out there, after shipwreck, and fishing with a rod along the rocks, you know. Tim was a delight in that, didn't
he? That'll be down at the Sound.
Down at the Sound in Dunkerslugan.
Mm. Well, he'd be wandering around where that Bagain used to live down there. Wasn't there a story?
The Bishop can do.
Aye,
that's the Bishop Blackhead out.
Yes.
Mm.
Which is the Blackhead's part of Spanish Head, like, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the same, aye. Right. Part of Spanish Head.
Yes. Is there a cave there where the beach would be living?
Well, there was supposed to be a cave in the end one time, but it's not going in very far at all. Mm. I have heard them saying that those fishermen coming out the first of the... when they come out for to do the summer season, the summer fishing, they were taking a bottle of rum and they were flying it into the base for good luck. Yep. Flying it in the cliff as they passed them.
He'd be appreciating that, I'm sure. He'd roar after that, all right.
He'd roar after that, all right.
It was roaring that he did, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think he was roaring.
That's what they used to say. Did he do anything but roar?
No, I never heard that he did it, though.
He didn't wander over the country,
you know? No.
He just kept to that one place.
He just kept to that one place.
Was there any stories connected with him? On the cave?
No, I never heard of the voice. Only the basic can do.
Was there anything else like that? Now, there was a place down there near the Sound called Gion y Ysbryd.
Gion y Ysbryd?
Gion y Ysbryd, you say?
Yes, there was.
Yeah. What spirit would that be?
I couldn't tell what that, I don't know.
You couldn't?
No, I couldn't tell what that.
There's a bit of a spook comes in there, isn't there? Like a stream falls over the rocks at that point, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, you're right.
Just between Spanish Head and Barra Neb.
Aye.
That's the place, isn't it?
Just carried me here, and there's a little jaw just the bottom side of it, can be called a good.
Carried me here.
Yes.
Is that how you say it?
Kirikmahe.
Kirikmahe. And Brother Ned, was there any stories told about that place? Anything special about it?
I never heard no stories told about Brother Ned had done.
That didn't belong to Craigneish land anyhow, did it?
No.
Spanish Head did.
Spanish Head is in Craigneish land.
And would it be some of your family that was quarrying the big lintels from Spanish Head?
No, I'd be some of them if they were quarrying the big lintels.
The Karen Moon.
Karen Moon. Ah.
Mm. What was the last one that was quarrying there?
I remember them quarrying out there. The last one that was quarrying out there was Tom Kelly's grandfather. Jew and Kate, he called him.
Jew and Kate?
All right.
Was he a Karen then?
Yes, he was a Karen.
How many years ago would that be? 1900?
No, before that. That'd be. Oh, 1896.
That's very accurate. Got that right?
Have I?
Well, how do you know it now? It's so precise.
Well, I'm judging be my age and the age I was that time and
yes.
And all that I'm judging by.
Yes, I see. Mm. And how did he get out there? It's a long way from here. Out
oh, he's up the donkey's back.
Get away?
Yes.
So they had donkeys in Craigneish?
Yeah, oh yes, yeah, I remember donkeys in Craigneish. And out in the donkey's back he was and you put the donkey in a field out there. Kerry Crane, they called it. I've seen him go and led the donkey home by him.
Kerry Crane?
Kerry Crane.
That's the name of the field?
Mm.
Oh.
It's out joining the mountain.
Kerry Crane?
It's Spanish Head Mountain.
Oh, I've heard that name. Was there any others doing quarrying there as well?
Yes, there's been me. Well, this Willie Watterson was quarrying out here from the hill. The sailmaker for that.
Oh, yes.
He had quarried scores of loads out there.
That was the fellow we heard Mr. Trooper's talking about.
He's been quarrying out there. I've been carting them in. I've carted dozens of loads of lintels in there.
How did you cart them in there? In a wheel cart?
In a pair of horses.
Pair of horses?
In a Dalmy stiff cart.
In a Dalmy stiff cart? Right?
Yes, carting them at Port Aidan and Port St. Mary and Castletown.
Did the Craigneish ones use the wheel carts much in the old times, or did they go in for sleds?
No, well, I never remember no sleds.
You don't remember?
No.
Your father never told you about that?
No. Only creels, I can rack on their backs and sound up.
Right. What would they be made of, those creels?
Again.
Harry Kelly, he was a great boy too, wasn't he, besides?
Well, Harry was a good matchman, all right.
Good man speaker.
Mm. Yes.
He'd be the best one in your time, wouldn't he?
No, well, I don't know. Charlie Kegan was very good too.
He lived in Charlotte's house, did he?
No, his uncle lived in Charlotte's house.
Oh, yes. Which house did he live in then?
He lived where Mrs. Battleby is living now.
Oh, yes.
Mm. He was a very good speaker and nice too. What Harry was good too.
The Kegans had a quite a bit of land here, didn't they? The Kegans had a good many acres. They were really farming.
Yes, well, not a big lot, but 23 or 24 acres they had.
I see.
But it wasn't in Craigneish at all.
That was in Glenchass, wasn't it?
Glenchass.
What was the biggest holding in the village? Was that Tubman's?
No, Miss Karen's.
Miss Karen?
Mm. That's the biggest holding of St. Ignatius, mind you. Did.
Was there any special name on that land?
No, only Craigney's.
Craigney's.
It belonged to four owners.
Mm-hmm.
She was the first. And this... this gone. Billy Bulhari.
Oh, yes.
He was coming next. And then we were coming next. And then Margaret was coming the next.
Oh, I see. A little block of different owners.
Yeah, there were four owners, are they? Craigney's South and Craigney's North.
And which were you?
South.
You were Craigney's South?
Yes. Johnny Tubman isn't Craigney's North.
I see.
There's Tubman's North.
Collister is now.
Yes, but Collister is now. Craigney's North.
And I suppose Ned Homry would be in that part too.
He was from Craigney's North too.
And did everybody have a share of Spanish Head?
Only the four owners, only the four that owned the land out there.
I see.
That's all they had a share of.
Mr. Clark here is saying that in the old days, this day was a great time in the country. Ley Junia, is that right, Charlie? Ley Junia.
Ley Junia?
Aye. Mm-hmm. Was that kept up here much? What was the great festival in Craigneish in the year? Was it the old Christmas or?
Oh, the old Christmas, yes. Oh, the old Christmas festival. Great day.
That was a good day. What happened in those days?
Oh, well, there was two Christmases, but those people would never keep only the one.
They'd only keep this old one.
And old New Year's Day.
And old New Year's Day as well.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything special they would be doing to celebrate today?
No. No.
How did you know all right?
I guess.
That's on this near where Bridie lies.
What on it is in Shen Valley it is?
Shen Valley. I believe it is.
Yeah, Shen Valley, I think. Shen
Valley or
Shen Valley. Shen Valley.
Shen Valley they call it now.
Mm.
Shen Valley in old time.
Shen Valley.
Well, was that the name on the road, or was it the name of the hill, or what? Cronk Espert.
Cronk Espert Hill.
Just a
Cronk Espert Hill, I've always heard, hasn't it?
Cronk Espert Hill, I see.
Cronk Espert Hill.
Yes, that'll be right.
Mm.
And, Cronkilini, did you ever hear of that?
Cronkilini.
Yes.
Yes. Cronkilini.
Was that in Craigneish?
Yes, yes. Cronkilini is in Craigneish then.
A field like
a kind of a mountainy place, aren't
they? Yes, belonging to anybody in particular?
I think there's a couple of owners belonging to it, two or three. Three owners, anyway.
Cronky Thalu Losh.
Oh, I know that for sure, don't it?
Was that on your land?
No, it was. It wasn't fenced in, it's out at the. Just suckers out there,
yes. It is.
Just a little bit of a crankness. And on the roadside.
Did you ever hear the name Crot a Gaul Thou? Crot a Gaul Thou?
Crot a Gaul Thou?
Hmm.
I never heard of that name before my time.
The Flex is another name that Mr. Lean gives.
Flex?
The Flex. Nye, it might be. Nye.
Oh, there are any Mount Nye's around, you know. But all these Nye's, they're all near fields, they're at the houses.
Near at the houses.
Yes.
Gary Jess.
Oh, yes, the Gary Jess.
Is that out to...
out to Oaks, yeah. Down to Wales.
To Wales.
Mm.
Gary Vane.
Gary...
Vane.
Gary Vane's?
The white Gary.
There's no Gary Vane's out here at all.
I don't know that, right?
I know Gary Vane's, but he belonged to Burnhall Estate.
I see. Is that near Craigneish?
Gary Vane's.
Gary Beggy Coven?
No, I know that one.
Cronk Halliday?
Yeah, I know Cronk Halliday. That's just over the back of Lemmy's over there.
Yes. And the Loggy.
Oh, I know the Loggy too. That's out to Gustavin.
That's true. Lyborg.
Yes.
Is that the way they called it?
Ribug, we call it, a bug.
Oh,
the bug.
I don't know if that's the same place.
Mawas and Mahi.
Yes, that's right. Mm. Are they near?
Yes, they're near here.
Whose land?
Well, they belong to Willy Quirk now at the present time.
Berice, I know where that is. That's out towards the Spanish Head, isn't it?
Yes, there's lots of them over there.
Yes. There's a place called Tree Cornelan.
Tree Cornelan, yes. Out
towards the field. I think I know the field. It's like a triangle. Just the side of the
Tree Cornelan field.
Woolly Gow. Did I try that one on you?
The Woolly Gow? Yes.
Do you know where that is?
I know the Woolly Gow, all right. Well, the Woolly Knoll.
The Woolly Knoll, too?
Yes.
Well, you have to show us those ones on the map.
I had the Woolly Knoll, but we can sell them. I bought them, the Woolly Knoll.
You were saying the other day that the Craignish people didn't go in for digging turf because there wasn't much.
There's no turf up here, only sod they were digging.
They would dig the sod on the Spanish Head and on the Moor Mountain here?
Yes.
What else did they have for burning in the fires?
Well,
bonds?
Bonds and ling.
Plenty of that about?
Yes. Plenty of that.
And there wasn't much real turf, as you might say.
No turf up here at all.
Not much coal in your young days?
Well,
it was coming in then.
There was. We get an odd cargo from Whitehaven now and again and Port St. Mary, you know, and we get them. All you were saving up in them days.
Yes. And then, was there a good many houses with ranges built in, or were they all chalachs?
Oh, no, they weren't all chalachs in my day at all.
They weren't?
No.
There's
no.
Been ranges in many of the houses for all your time.
I remember a chalice here.
You remember a chalice here?
Keeping the dog in the corner there, and keeping hens.
Good. And you'd have bonds too, and stuff to burn.
Oh, yes.
This was never a thatched house, though, was it?
Yes, it was.
This one was? I didn't know that. Was it always two stories?
Well, it's
all your time.
All my time, and I never heard of anyone, I was never speaking to anyone that remembered the Thatchers.
No.
And I can go back by 100 years for that.
Yes.
I can go back fully 100 years for it.
What would you say was the oldest house in Craignish?
Oh, faith, I couldn't tell that.
Remember Mrs. Kelly, that's dead now, she said that Harry Kelly's wasn't the oldest house.
No, far from it. Far from it.
You never heard when that was built?
No.
That's by Harry's father.
Jones' house, I think, was about the last house that was built in Craignish. Was that true?
Yes, yes.
Then too.
Do you know when? Oh, when those Crevins came in.
Yes, Crevins.
Timothy Creven and...
And Bill Creven.
Bill Creven. One was a cobbler?
No, the one was a cobbler, I don't know.
Was one?
No. Timothy was farming. That's where Johnny Tim was, you know, keeping the blacksmith shop.
Oh, yes. That old anvil that you have come from there, didn't it?
Yes. He left that to me in his will.
Fine. Well, that's something to remember him by.
I didn't know him at all.
You didn't? He must have known you. And what about weavers, handloom weavers?
I never remember no weavers in Craignish.
You don't remember one?
No. But I know a house down there where they were weaving in and all the looms and all theirs. Well, they were there for many a long year.
That's in this village?
Yes, they called the Cogie House.
Cogie.
That's in this village here now.
Was that Tubman's?
Tubman's, yes.
That's Ned's.
Ned's uncle.
He was reared there, wasn't he?
He was reared with him, didn't he?
So there was a blacksmith.
No, there was a blacksmith, all right.
It was Crippen.
Yes.
He was the only one in your time.
I never remember him at all.
He
didn't talk of it.
What other trades were there in the village? Were there any joiners?
Yes, there was joiners and masons.
Masons too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, were they building houses in the port as well?
Yeah, they were working all over the parish.
If you wanted a spinning wheel though, you wouldn't have one made by the local man, the joiner in the village? They wouldn't be making
I couldn't tell you for that. No, I don't think they're making them up here,
Well then, you've been at sea a good while, Master. When did you go to sea for the first time?
Well, I went to sea for the first time when I was 12 years and a half.
Well, that's a while back too.
Yes.
You work out that date yourself. It could take you back into the 1800s anyhow.
Well, I was born the year 78. And then you can work that out yourself, the date I went to sea.
Yes, that's... Who was the skipper then?
The skipper was John Crippen.
Is that from the village?
Well, he was a native of the village, but he wasn't living in the village when I was going to stay with him. He was living in the house down there.
Oh, yes. That's the next best thing. And were you sailing long then?
Sailing on? Oh, yes. A good many years.
That was your principal livelihood, really, in those days?
In those days, it was.
Was it a good life? It was a hard one anyhow.
No, it wasn't. It was a better life than famine.
It was a better life?
Yeah, I'd die from famine.
Well, you'd be sailing to Kinsale and up round. How far north would you be going?
Oh, out to the Shetland Islands.
You'd be going there too? That's a long trek too. I bet you met some dirty weather on that way.
Well, sometimes you would, Well, I've been coasting about here too, for many long years, coasting these small steamboats.
Yes, cool. Well, that would be easier than sailing, wouldn't it? Because sailing, you've got to mind your weather more particularly.
Oh, but coasting these small steamboats is no easy. It was no easy job in them days.
No, I don't suppose it was.
No, because the one man had to do the 3 hours at the wheel himself alone.
Yes, it's a while.
And there was no one send Arthur to him, he had to use his own judgment.
Wouldn't be any wireless or anything of that sort.
It's a different day today.
Sure it is.
Right, and it is.
Which did you rather, the sailing boats or the steam boats?
Well, I like them both. I like them both. There were some hard times, but they weren't all hard times at all. There were some good times too,
Yes.
If you happen on a bad passage, once you get into a port and all that. You had something for that to talk about, and you felt the good of it.
I'm sure you would.
Yes.
How did you get on with the Irish?
All right.
Did you?
All right.
She's only skipping. She's only skipping there.
Well, if she's skipping, if she's not skipping.
You got on all right.
I got on all the best company I like to be in.
Was it?
Yes, in Ireland. I always like to spend a Sunday over in Ireland.
They believe in fairies and the like too, don't they?
Oh, yes, they believe. They believe in fairies.
Mary Crippen. Here, he was a a skipper of a Nicky too, wasn't he?
He was a skipper of a lugger, the Mona.
Mona.
I was from there too.
Well, the luggers were going until the 1890s then, and after?
Yes. Well, I think they were both going at one time, the luggers and Nicky's too. Mm-hmm.
Did you prefer one to the other?
Well, I'd rather the lugger.
You would?
Yes.
Well, he'd be sailing before you started, wouldn't he?
Because oh,
he's,
yes.
He's a good age now.
He's sailing before I started. 20 years older than me.
I suppose a good many people in Craignish would be living by fishing, really, wouldn't they?
No, well, fishing was the main industry, you know, and then they were keeping with the crabs. And catching fish and having their own fish for the winter, and good potatoes and fish, and they were all right. Based on the buttermilk.
Where would they keep the stuff for the winter then when they got it home?
Oh, they would keep it in the houses.
They'd have to dry it, salt it?
Oh, the fish, yes, dried and salted.
Where would they store it in the house?
Oh, they had big racks up on the up on the ceiling and showing them in there.
Shove them in on the racks?
Ah, the racks. You know what a rack is, don't you?
I've seen the light, yes. Mm. People were telling us we ought to have something of that sort in Harry Kelly's too.
Mm. Well, there's no laugh in Harry's.
There's no laugh on it. No. What would you do there?
I don't know, unless you sing it for the Spurs.
Have you ever seen the like of that?
No, I never seen the sun.
We were told that that's what they used to do. We have a thing like a raft and was slung from the four corners from the roof timbers.
Oh, that's it. When you go into the house that time, you know, there's nothing to the scene. Four or five big hands, all singing, all in the ceiling.
Well, that'd warm the cockles of your heart to see a sight like that, too.
No, and good stuff it was, too.
Yes. Mm. That
it was. It was, all right. Well cured and well dried. Yes.
Well, have you got any old Craignish yarns to tell us about?
No.
I'm sure you've got half a dozen anyhow. You could try one.
No, I couldn't tell you any yarns. What yarns are you with?
Is there anything about the ferishing that we've been hearing of? Anything about those ferishing we've been hearing about?
The ferishing?
Aye.
I've never seen a ferry in my lifetime.
No,
and I don't believe that there's ever one in. There's a lot of tummy rot.
Ah, well, that's definite enough.
Mm. Can I see one yet?
Yes, you've still got time.
But I've heard the old people saying that they were that they liked the fairies. There was no harm in them at all.
No, they'd be helping you, wouldn't they?
Oh yes, it's a good time, you know. Mm. The old people would never go to bed without leaving a drink for the fairies.
You remember that yourself?
No, I don't remember that myself.
I've heard it said that at May Eve they used to leave flowers out on the steps.
Flowers,
primroses and things.
For the fairies?
Aye.
Yeah, no, I've seen them taking these Mayflowers in and first of May and putting them to the door for luck.
That'll be it, Bernard. Mm. That's on May Eve, the night before.
Ah, yes.
Put them on the step for luck.
No, in the doorstep for luck, dear. They go and then turn them out after a big yellow flower on them.
I see. And, herbs were great things in those days, too.
Oh, they were great for herbs, all right.
Yeah. Fellas going fishing used to be particular about having herb.
Oh, from then we'd.
Was that ever done in the...
In the boat tower in, yes.
It was, too.
Yes.
This boat you were telling us about.
This
Nicky and the mother, too.
Yes. Oh, I've been on several fishing boats. I've been in about a dozen, you know.
I suppose it depends on the skipper, really. Whether they sent for the herb or not.
Well, the skipper was going to get it. But I have had some perhaps I was going to get the herb, you know, and they would go. The skipper would give them money to go to get the herb, and he would go and give a drink it, and he would go and pull something himself and come back with it.
All right. Skipper wouldn't know the difference.
Skipper wouldn't know the difference. That's been Jim Dunn, all right.
I'm sure it has.
Yes.
Then another great thing was this cross current, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, that was another thing.
I've
been making crosses of them, seeing them on the doors.
You make them round, do you?
You mean...
Those are these crosses?
Aye.
What did you make them of?
There's a tree down there, down in Gilles. Garden beyond.
Yeah.
The thorn tree, what's it called? The thorn tree or something. Mm.
It's not a nice.
No, it's only a small tree. We used to go there and get it. That was from May too.
You had that at May?
Yes. Swing it behind the doors. Swing it behind the henhouse doors and pigs die and all sorts of doors. But look, to keep the butcher away, you know.
Right. Did you put it on the end of a string or?
It's just out the end of a string.
You never nailed it.
No.
That wasn't supposed to be so good, was it, to have metal rings?
I didn't know for that. Well, you were saying it on a nail anyway.
Were
you? Yeah, putting the string on a nail.
Oh, the string, aye.
Mm.
The nail would be passing through and cross it, though.
Oh, no, that's a type of the string.
Type of the string?
Yes.
Or wool, perhaps.
Well, it might even be wool.
Who was living in Walter's house then?
What?
Gail's
house. My mother was born it.
Was that so?
She?
Mm.
There was Quirks living there one time, was that the same family?
Yeah, she's the same family.
Yes. Because I've heard people say that the ones living in that house used to be using the flail.
I've been thrashing in it, not in the house, in that barn outside of it.
Oh yes, that shed there.
That shed there. I've been thrashing it many times, it's the black eye I've got.
Mm. From yourself or from the other fellow?
Two of us thrashing at the one time.
Yes.
Watching.
And if you got out of...
If you got out of the go of it, you know, you look out for a black eye or something.